It's August 5th, 2026, and this morning markets are watching a Houthi missile strike on a Saudi oil tanker send energy prices sharply higher. Here's what it all means. Let's run through the big picture, starting with energy, which is front and center this morning.
As CNBC reported, Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed a strike on a Saudi oil tanker, and oil prices moved higher on the news. Any threat to tankers in that region raises fears about supply disruptions.
On the inflation front, Bloomberg is flagging something with the new Fed chair.
Right. Bloomberg reports Barclays and HSBC are saying Kevin Warsh at the Fed makes the case stronger for inflation-protected bonds. Basically, some big banks think inflation risk is going up, not down.
Then there's the chip story. AMD got hit hard this morning.
Down 8% in pre-market, even though they beat expectations. That's the market saying the outlook wasn't good enough, which matters a lot if you're watching the whole AI chip trade.
And Ukraine is still in the headlines, too.
CNBC reported a Russian strike killed at least 17 in Kyiv today. That kind of headline keeps geopolitical tension elevated across energy and European markets.
Our main story today is Canada, the growing risk that tariff tensions between the U.S. and Canada get a lot worse.
This one has been building for a while, and the market's attitude has turned pretty negative. And the worry is that any escalation means higher costs for companies moving goods across the U.S.-Canada border. And that's a huge amount of trade.
So this isn't just political noise. There's real money at stake.
Very real money. Think auto parts, lumber, aluminum, agriculture. If new tariffs land, prices for those things go up, and companies that rely on cross-border supply chains take a hit to their profits.
And the market's read on this is firmly negative right now.
Completely. Sentiment around this story has gone to zero. Essentially, no optimism priced in. The market is treating escalation as the base case, not a tail risk.
Why should a regular investor care?
Because Canada is America's largest trading partner. If this gets messy, it feeds into inflation, which loops back to interest rates and how expensive it is to borrow money.
What's gaining steam and what's losing it? Dev, what are you seeing?
A handful of new stories are just starting to pick up attention. Early interest developing in a few areas, though the details are still coming into focus.
And on the other side, anything that's moved from chatter to something the market is really taking seriously?
Yes. A cluster has crossed from early buzz into well-established territory, the Canada tariff risk, the AbbVie insider activity, and the broader chip pressure story are all ones the market has now firmly locked onto.
So the tariff story in particular has gone from a worry to a confirmed concern.
Exactly. It's no longer a maybe. The market is pricing it as real.
Okay, Dev, flip it around. What's the case that the Canada tariff fear is overblown?
Fair question. Both countries have strong economic incentives to keep trade flowing, and Bloomberg flagged this morning that optimism around a U.S.-Iran deal is helping broader market sentiment. Deals do get done.
So maybe the negativity has gone too far too fast?
Possibly. Yeah, when sentiment hits zero, sometimes that means the bad news is already in the price. And any positive headline becomes a surprise that moves things back up fast.
Before we go, what should people be watching tomorrow?
Keep an eye on oil. If the Houthi tanker story escalates further, energy prices could move a lot more. And that ripples into everything from gas prices to airline stocks.
And on the chip side?
Watch how AMD trades through the day. If it stabilizes, that's a relief for the whole, you know, AI chip sector. If it keeps falling, that's a warning sign worth paying attention to.
That's your Narratic Daily for August 5th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us next. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.